சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியப்ரியந்தாம் வந்தே குருபரம்பராம். குருர் பிரம்மா குருர் விஷ்ணு குருர் தேவோ மகேஸ்வர குருர் சாட்சாத் பரம் பிரம்ம தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குரவே நம. சமஸ்தஜன கல்யாணே நிரதம் கருணாமயம் நமாமி சின்மயம் தேவம் சத்குரும் பிரம்ம வித்வரம் வசுதேவசுதம் தேவம் கம்சசானூரமர்தனம் தேவகீ பரமானந்தம் கிருஷ்ணம் வந்தே ஜெகத்குரும். ஸோ பகவான் வேதவியாச அவதார் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு ஞான கலா அவதார். ஸோ ஹி டுக் அவதார் as the teacher, great teacher. So he compiled all the Vedas. He composed Mahabharata and all Puranas. Compiling means already existing Veda mantras he collected and he divided it. And he has given the name Rig Yajusa Matharvana Veda. The great rishis, they were in deep meditation, very very higher level of the spiritual state. To them or Vedic mantras were revealed, and they taught this Vedic mantra to their students. So like that it came. Many thousands of years they protected Vedic mantras. Just they chanted and the student received, and the students in turn they chanted and their students received, like that. That's why the Vedas are called Shruti. They heard and transferred, passed on to next generation. Like that it went. So end of Dwapara Yuga, Bhagavan Vedavyasa was realizing that now Kali Yuga is approaching. People don't have the capacity to memorize. Now you see, to memorize even one sloka, how long it will take. So the capacity of the human being is going down. It should not be like that. We have to protect the scriptures. So he collected all the Vedic mantras from rishis and he compiled it and is given the name. After that only we received the written form of Vedic mantras. Actually this is not Vedic mantras, not the written form. It's a sabda roopa. But he has made like that so that we can catch that sound through the written form. So after compiling this Vedas, he realized Vedas are meant for very very higher level of student. Very higher level. They can go approach and they can understand what is the content of Vedas. Then he thought, he brought all Vedic ideas in one itihasa. There are two itihasas in our system. One is Ramayana, one is Mahabharata. Ramayana was written by Bhagavan Valmiki and Mahabharata was written by our Bhagavan Vedavyasa. And he has brought the whole Vedic ideas in Mahabharata. So he brought the story of our Pandavas. Pandava and Kaurava story he brought. When he was explaining the family story, actually, family problem. In our language, you can call it family problem. He brought this family problem and explaining what is dharma and adharma. Through that, he has brought Vedic ideas there. He has written, composed Mahabharata, not satisfied. Then he has written 17 Puranas. he only brought this kind of worshipping devatas, puja, japa, all kind of this. In Vedic period, the upasana is different. But after Purana, he has brought all Rama, Krishna, Shiva, Ganesha, Devi, all these ideas he has brought. And he made so many upasanas. 17 Puranas he wrote, and still he didn't get satisfaction. Sometimes a man eats everything. Sambar also he finished. Rasam also he finished. Curd rice also finished. Here you call it yogurt. You know, they are connected with yoga. So yoga has become an international day now. Surayan, international yoga, yogurt. That's it. Finally, they put payasam. Payasam is for Indian mind, payasam, they will not eat it like this. With a cup and a spoon, they will not eat. They will pour the payasam, the plate or somewhere in the flat area. You should be able to pour the flat area. And the payasam will run. You also should run along with the payasam. You have to catch the running payasam. You also chase. Payasam also will go. Chase. And finally you catch it. You catch and put it inside without dropping even one drop. Skill is needed. Skill is needed. No need to wash that plate after all. Then, what's that? There's no gap. Even a small gap is the air gap. The sound will go. Now you hear, now satisfied. The satisfaction. Tripti, you call this tripti. Even if you eat, the satisfaction should come. Bhagavan Vedavyasa, he didn't have this mental satisfaction. I don't know, so many things for the society. Something is missing. So he was so much disturbed and was sitting in his ashram, the Himalayas. At the time Bhagavan, Narada Muni arrived. Then Narada Muni was looking at our Bhagavan Vedavyasa, he was asking, inquiring, "Hey Bhagavan, what happened to you? It seems to be very, you are worried. Is there anything? Can I help you?" Then Bhagavan Vedavyasa explained, "This is my problem." Then at that time, Narada Maharishi was telling him, "You have done all the scriptures which explaining all do's and don'ts. Do's and don'ts. Which man doesn't like. Any person doesn't like. You ask anyone, do this, why? Don't do it. Why? If you ask anyone, do it, you will get the opposite direction. I don't. You don't do it, I will do it." So you have to make one text like that so that the people should not follow anything. Just by reading it, just by understanding it, they should get knowledge, devotion, everything. Just by hearing it. Effortlessly they have to get all bhakti, jnana, vairagya. Such a book you have to write. Then he blessed. Narada Maharishi blessed Bhagavan Vedavyasa and he went away. And Bhagavan Vedavyasa, he sat in meditation. Then he revealed all the glories of Lord Vishnu. Then he has written a book with 18,000 slokas. That book is called Bhagavad. So when he finished the Bhagavad, then he got complete satisfaction. Now my life is fulfilled. So 18th Purana is this Bhagavad. So in this 18th Purana, you find very tough Sanskrit. Because the last one, whatever you have, everything you put it down. Finish it. Whatever he reserved, some toughness, all put. But he kept all the great, great rasa here. Those who want to get devotion, or the divine love, they have to go through Bhagavad. One place or some other place, they must get definitely. All rasa put together is Bhagavad. So 18,000 slokas he has written, and he taught this Bhagavatam to his own son Sukadev, and Shuka Maharishi taught this to Parikshit. So this came like this. Now he has written 18th Purana. The 18th Purana with 18,000 slokas divided into 12 cantos. 12 cantos, 12 main division. In Mahabharata we call it Parva. 18 Parva. In Bhagavad Gita we call it chapter. In Ramayana we call it Kanda. Here, Skanda. 12 Skandas. So this part, what we are going to learn, Avadhuta Gita comes in 11th canto. 11th. So 11th canto, name of 11th canto is called Mukti. The 12 cantos. Adhikari Skanda, Sadhana Skanda, Adhikari Sadhana Skanda, Sarga, Visarga, Sthanam, Poshanam, Utayaha, Manvantara, Ishanukata, Nirodha, Mukti, Ashray. These are the 12 cantos. So this comes in Mukti Skanda. Mukti Skanda, 11th canto. Very, very popular. 11th canto means very popular. So you want to write this 12 cantos? Mukti canto. All the avatars are explained in the beginning. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, Vamana, all the avatars explained. He arranged in such a manner that you will get the story link also. Simply he did not explain that. First, Matsya Avataram. Next, Kurma Avataram. Next, Vamana Avataram. No. The story link is how he brings Vamana Avataram, how he brings Matsya Avataram, like this story. Very nicely he brought that. The thought arrangement. The 10th canto. Dasama Skanda is completely explaining about Bhagavan Krishna. All the details of Bhagavan Krishna, if you want to get, no other Purana, only Bhagavad Purana get. The day before he took avatar, the master plan happened in Vaikuntha Loka, from there, not from Vrindavan, from there starts. How he made master plan there and how he took avatar, all gopis, all Gopalas, how he came on the ground. Then first day onwards, Potana came, first day onwards starts the whole story. 90 chapters. The 19 chapters, the 10th canto has got 90 chapters, complete explaining Bhagavan Krishna story, Rasa Swarup. So Bhagavan Krishna lived in, the beginning he lived in Gokula. Then they moved, whole village moved into Vrindavan. In Gokula, when they were living in Gokula, there were no mountain or the Govardhana. No Govardhana, no Yamuna there. So they shifted from Gokula to other place, in the same forest. Because they were again and again attacked by many Asuras. So Nandagopa completely was transferred from this place to another place. Then another place is called Vrindavan. So Gokula's first place they lived. Then another place, Vrindavan, where they got all mountain and Yamuna river, everything. So he lived there. And after that he moved to Mathura. So once he left Vrindavan, he never came back to Vrindavan. Gurudev used to say the duty is calling him. Immediately he has to go back. He has to go there. He has to go. He moves along with the life. He never came back. Gokula, Vrindavana, and Mathura. From Mathura, Mathura also attacked by many of Kamsa. Because Kamsa has got two daughters, Asti Prapti. And two daughters married, Jarasandha. Jarasandha has got two daughters, Asti Prapti. This Asti Prapti, two daughters married Kamsa. Because our Bhagavan killed Kamsa, and two daughters went and reported to their father Jarasandha. Jarasandha attacked again and again. 18 times he attacked Mathura. Krishna could not. So he shifted whole Mathura into the middle of the ocean. Then he built one big place. That is called Dwaraka. So from Mathura he went to Dwaraka. Then he was living in Dwaraka with a great family. Again and again he gets the call from Pandavas. So he has to help Pandavas. And finally he has to decide something. Now he will hope Pandavas, now he will finish Kauravas. There is no space inside the house to hit. Because these people are 100 people. You take them to one ground. The ground is called Kurukshetra. There we will finish. Right. Kurukshetra. So he participated in Kurukshetra. This is how Lord Krishna's story moves in 10th canto. Gokula, Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka and Kurukshetra. Then and there he visits Hastinapura. From Hastinapura they shifted to Indraprastha. Hastinapura is a place where they took birth, the five Pandavas and Kauravas. They lived in the very young stage. Then the family problem came, then the Pandavas moved to Indraprastha. Now the Indraprastha is called New Delhi. The present New Delhi is in those days Indraprastha. Then finally he finished everyone at Kurukshetra. Then he came back to his own place Dwaraka and lived a few years, then about to leave this world. Now he has taken avatar, he has finished his avatar career, and he has to go back. Finished. 125 years he lived. Simply 125 years. In those yuga, 125 years means in this yuga it's a 60-70 year. That's because according to yuga dharma the time space also goes. He finished, then about to go. And about to go to Vaikuntha Loka, he wants to finish all this, his family members. Yadava Kula. Everyone is very, very powerful. If you leave these people, if they create some problem, then the whole world cannot bear it. So he has to finish this Yadava Kula. The whole Yadava clan was destroyed by their own sin. They made some sin too. They are playing with great rishis. The rishis cursed them. You have to destroy your whole family like this. Then Krishna took them to Pravasa Kshetra. There they were fighting each other. Then whole thing is finished. Then Krishna went and sat in the forest. He was alone, sitting in under the Ashwatha Vriksha. Then he was in a deep meditation. All devatas came, including Bhagavan Brahmaji. So everyone was witnessing how Krishna is going to disappear. How he is going to drop his body. He was not dropping his body as we drop. Simply he disappeared. Then all the devatas were looking at him. He disappeared where he went. They went to Vaikuntha Loka, there is no Vishnu. But he disappeared here, where he went. Avijnata gati. Finally they found that when he disappeared, he went and disappeared into the Bhagavad. He wanted to take one more avatar. After the Krishna avatar, he has become avatar of Bhagavad. 18,000 slokas he went and disappeared. So he worship Bhagavadam as Lord Krishna himself. I am Bhagavad Krishna. Pratyaksha Krishna evahi. Tenayam Vangmayi Murti. He has become Vangmayi Murti in Bhagavad. 18,000 slokas. Every akshara is Lord Krishna's form. So those who study Bhagavad, those who hear Bhagavad, their heart is getting purified through this slokas, through the story. So after Krishna avatar, he took one more avatar. That is Bhagavad, Grantha Rupa avatar. She did not go to Vaikuntha Loka or somewhere else. He came and disappeared here. This is how the story goes. Now, this part comes where? That's why we finished the whole Bhagavad now. In half hour, Bhagavad finished. This is the content of Bhagavad. But you have to see, learn Krishna story, 10th kind. Before Krishna story, all the avatars you get. All the avatars. Every avatar is explained elaborately by Bhagavan Vedavyas. Now, the Krishna is going to finish, destroy his own Vamsa there, the Yadava Kula. He asked all the people, now you get up, take all the eatables, all the dress material, puja material, we will go to Prabhasa Kshetra. So, kept in his mind, Satya Sankalpa, now I have to finish my whole family. All the ladies and children should be here in the home. All the men, just get up, take your vehicle, now you will go. At that time, Uddhava, Krishna has got one great mantri, Uddhava. Uddhava also almost equal to Krishna's age. Krishna has got two friends in his life, the best friends. One is Arjuna, you know, well known. Arjuna one. And one more person is Uddhava. Arjuna is very dynamic and very this kind of, whenever you see Arjuna and Krishna, you see the relationship is very, very deep and very friendly. Completely friendly. The same Arjuna, Krishna comes with our Uddhava. Uddhava is a little serious. Even though the friendship is there, respect is there. Uddhava's devotion towards Lord Krishna is friendly, but with respect. Arjuna's relationship with Krishna, the love is there, friendship is there, there is no respect. He goes beyond the line. Playing with him, and all the rishis used to tell Arjuna, hey, come here. You are doing so much, too much. When he was playing with Krishna, when they make some prasadam, okay, for Krishna, Nivedan, first this man will eat, Arjuna. So he will go and he will take one murugu. And the rishis used to watch, hey, come here. First let him take, then you take that murugu, jilebi or something. Arjuna feel bad, why? Because he is Paramatma. They used to say like that. Then Arjuna was telling this. Ajanata, because without knowing you are greater than the Ishwarata, I behaved like this. Vihara shayyasana bhojaneshu. When we play, when we eat, when we lie down, when we sit. So I did many kinds of the disrespect. Please you excuse me. You can see this kind of words from Arjuna himself. In Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter, he was telling that. But Uddhava is not like that. Uddhava is very conscious about Lord Krishna and very friendly, very, very deep devotee. So Uddhava is a sannyasa kind of person and Arjuna is like the karma yoga kind of person. The same Krishna, the one same doctor will treat the two different patients, different approach, the same Jagat Guru. He taught karma yoga to Arjuna. He taught sannyasa yoga to Uddhava. Very interesting. So here Uddhava came to Lord Krishna here. Uddhava realized something going to happen. Lord, he will disappear now. So Uddhava approached. In Ekanta, Krishna was sitting there and Uddhava came, hey, you are going to finish the whole Yadava clean. I can understand that. So after some time now, 1 or 2 hours, you have to disappear, you will go to some other world. So without you, I cannot live. My whole life is, what's that, dependent on you only. So Uddhava is very interesting. Whatever Krishna uses, the cloth and he, what's that, throws, okay, Uddhava takes that. And Uddhava used to wear that cloth. So whatever he eat and kept, what's that, he eats and kept, what's that, keeps the prasad, Uddhava eats that. So whatever Krishna throw away, so Uddhava collects everything, he kept the big house. Not worth buying any new one. All are used by Lord Krishna. Uchishta bhojan. So whatever he throws up. It's a great devotee. Right from the beginning, he has developed this kind of devotion towards Lord Krishna. Uddhava learnt everything from Brihaspati. He is a student of Brihaspati and Sachiva, the mantri of Lord Krishna. So in the whole Dwaraka, he was the right hand for Krishna. Many, many ideas even Krishna used to get from Uddhava. Uddhava, Krishna will say, Uddhava, what is your opinion? Then Uddhava says that even though you know everything, being a lord of the universe, but you are making me like this. This is because of your maya, you are asking me. So that was such a great mantri. Then he said, you have to take me also to Vaikuntha Loka. He was requesting Lord Krishna. Krishna said, no. Why? In Ramavatara, I took all the people. when he came as Rama, I took all the people. You see, he went into the Sarayu River, he took all the people. Those who are watching, how Rama goes into the Sarayu River, they also went to Vaikuntha Loka. In Ramavatara, I took all the people to Vaikuntha Loka. We do not know what happened, what they did in the Vaikuntha Loka. Now in this avatara, I am not going to take anyone. I am not going to take anyone. So the great Mahatmas, they used to give interpretation that. And Ramavatara is what that? Taking everything, sarvam kalu idakum brahma. That kind of approach towards Paramatma. Ramavatara. All is the expression of Brahman. See, accommodated everything. Sarvam kalu idakum brahma. That kind of concept. In Krishna Avatara, neti, neti, neti. This is not Brahma, this is not Brahma, this is the you. Drop everything. What is the remaining thing is called Paramat Brahma. You understood this? So Rama Avatara is Sarvam Khalu Idagum Brahma. In Krishna Avatara, neti, neti. This is how they give interpretation. Now Krishna says, Uddhava, I am not going to take anyone, including you. Just I have to finish my life, I have to go myself. Said, now you do one thing. So Uddhava wants to engage Lord Krishna as much as possible. He decided, he immediately has to go. He has to go now. If you don't want to leave someone whom we like more, we'll ask unnecessary question also. Have you seen this kind of thing? Suppose we don't like, we'll ask, I understood. We don't want that particular person to be with us. They will ask question. Understood. That is the answer. Because we want them to go out. They're not going out. If you don't like, we don't want to entertain them. Immediately you say, this is the answer. Go this side. You said, you read Bhagavad, finished. You explain. I explained everything. Go and read. Get the book, you read. If you don't like, we will for the content, we will try to push them away. They are not going. If they like us, we finished. Keep on asking questions. We can understand that. They want to be with us. That's why they make many questions. They want to prolong the time. Uddhava wants Lord Krishna to be there. She asks many, many questions. If you see the whole 11th chapter, okay, whole 11th canto, so Uddhava asked many, many, many questions. What is that? Prolonging the time of Lord Krishna's presence there. Very interesting. Lord Krishna understood. Excuse me, this is enough. I have to go. I have to finish my avatara there. Very interesting psychology. Then he approached Lord Krishna and asked, I understood. Hey, Krishna, I understood. Now you are going to leave. Take me with you. Take me also with you. He said, no, not possible. But I tell you few things. You take this message of sannyasa. You take the message, you take my paduka also. So Krishna has given his paduka to Uddhava. 31 chapters completely the 11th canto. After getting this message, Uddhava took Lord Krishna's paduka on his head and went to Badrikashram. There he lived and he followed whatever Krishna taught to him. Exactly. Completely followed and he dropped his body, he attained moksha. So in this Muktiskanda, all kinds of the Brahma Vidya kept there, all collected completely from Bhagavatam, collected in one place. So currently when you boil the milk, the cream is coming on top of the milk. You call it cream, the essence of milk. This is essence, cream of a whole Bhagavatam. Mukti Skanda. The definition Bhagavan Vedavyasa gives here, the Mukti. Mukti means Muktir Hitva Anyatarupam Sorupena Vyavastitihi. Hitva Anyatarupam Hitva Sorupena Vyavastiti. Anyatarupam means the body is Anyatarupam for us. We are not body, but because of our delusion, we think this is body. Anyatarupam Hitva. I am not body. identifying with the mind. Mind also withdraw. Body withdraw, mind withdraw, intellect withdraw. All our purva karma, vasana withdraw. This is the anyata rupa. Anyata rupam hitva, swarupene vyavasthiti. So we stand in our own swarupa. It's called mukti. While we are doing this kind of practice, it's called jivan mukti. When you drop our body, we merge with Paramatma, called videha mukti. So how to get mukti through this message? The message is given here. So Uddhava approached, Krishna started giving the message. And Krishna, many of the Gita's kept together here. Avadhuta Gita, Hamsa Gita, Bhikshu Gita, all Gita's put together is called Uddhava Gita. In Uddhava Gita, you see these many divisions. The first Gita to Uddhava is Avadhuta Gita. Uddhava was asking him, you give me some message. Krishna started. Yeah. Now I will tell you what is that? Avadhuta Gita. If you notice one thing, Avadhuta Gita, Bhikshu, Bhikshuman Sannyasa, Avadhuta also Sannyasi, Hamsa Gita, Aila Gita, all you hear, it brings dispassion in our mind. The great towards the knowledge in our mind. So this kind of Avadhuta Gita, Bhikshu Gita was not given to Arjuna. He is already interested to become Avadhuta there. Bhikshu Gita, I'm ready. Arjuna. See the topic here. Because Arjuna will ask, you only told Bhikshu Gita, na? You allow me to go as Bhikshu. Karma, sannyasa karma yogascha nishresa karavubav. Sannyasa and karma, both are great. Sannyasa karma yogascha nishresa karavubav. Tayosu karma sannyasa karma yoga visishyate. Even more than sannyasa, the karma yoga is greater. So you do karma yoga. He never showed sannyasa to Arjuna. You do karma yoga. Take your bow and arrow, you fight here. Arjuna was telling this, gore karmani. Kim tattva that gore karmani niyojaya sima. Why you are pushing into the gore karma? Because this gore karma, if you do this, you can get released. This is meant for you, this path. Well, Uddhava already, very the great soul. No need to go to karma. So just take Avadhuta Gita, Bhikshu Gita, Hamsa Gita, you go this way. So sannyasa is shown to Uddhava and karma is shown to Arjuna. Same teacher. Krishna Mande Jagat Guru. Now Krishna starts Avadhuta Gita. So this much of the introduction is needed. Now we are coming to the original Avadhuta Gita. He says, hey Uddhava, once lived Yaduraja in our Vamsa, Yadu Raja Li. In those days, Rajas used to, kings used to visit, what is it, go into forest to hunt because they have to practice and they should not eat and what to sit simply there. They have to practice. To hunt wild animals, the Yadu Raja went into forest. So at that time, when he was hunting in the forest, he met a yogi. The great yogi he met. Yogi name is not given, Avadhuta. They don't have anything over that, any rules and regulations. They go as over that karma takes them. Realized souls. Realized souls, there's no rules and regulations, just they go according to their karma. Because prarabdha takes their body, that's all. Till the prarabdha finishes, they will be waiting. When the prarabdha completely exhausted, they drop their body, they merge with Paramatma. Brahmanilino bhavati. So Yaduraja has got the chance to meet this kind of great yogi in the forest. So Yaduraja is looking at it. He was very happy, even in the forest. Very happy and was not worrying about anything. This person is completely different from ordinary kind of person. Yaduraja could realize it. He also like that is great, the Mahatma. When he sees that person, he understood. Then he approached. He did namaskar and all, and he was asking, hey Bhagavan, you seems to be very happy, which is impossible. very very impossible. People like us, even though I live in a palace with all kinds of comforts, it's impossible. Different kind of joy you are experiencing, you are enjoying. Can you tell me the secret? What is that? Then all people are burnt with the sun there, or the hot sun, but you are like enjoying the coolness of Ganga. How a big elephant is sitting in Ganga and enjoying the Ganga's coolness like that. The whole samsara, all people, we are all roasted by samsaric sorrow. Now you live in this forest, roaming the forest with animal, but you feel so happy. What is the secret to tell? This is the question asked by Yaduraj. That Avadhuta was telling. I learnt many stories. I learnt many messages. I have 24 gurus, you are telling. Generally, a person gets only one guru. Even that also very difficult. Very difficult. Even that person come across the guru, he doesn't realize this is the guru. Very difficult. Even to what? In our janma, he says that 24 gurus I get. From the 24 gurus, I learned 24 lessons. I practiced all the lessons immediately. I practiced, then I got released from my bondage. Now this is the happiness I experienced because of this message. Again, Yaduraj was very curious. 24 gurus? What are the lessons you learned from 24 gurus? Then he started. We must have thinking the 24, the human form. He goes to every person one day, and he learns 24 lessons from 24 people. Not like that. So 24 gurus. Now see how many gurus he arranged. These are the gurus I learned this great, great message. The whole topic, we can say the whole Avadhuta Gita, learn how to learn. Learning. So we should learn one thing. What we have to learn, the great lesson. What we should learn? We should learn how to learn. How to learn is one great word, that learning. Many times. He has learned from 24 gurus. Now see, we read the sloka and we will go. Now we jump into the topic now. We are in main light. We took up. But with all introduction. Avadhuta uvacha. Santi me gurave rajan.
Santi me gurave rajan.
Bahavo budhyupashritaah.
Bahavo budhyupashritaah.
Yato buddhimupadaye.
Yato buddhimupadaye.
Muktotamiha tan shruno.
Muktotamiha tan shruno.
Hey Rajan. He is asking. Hey, Yaduraja. Guravaha me samti. Me. For. Guravaha. Guru. Guruhu. Guru. Guru. Plural form. Ukaran. Me. Guravaha samti. Samti means what is it? Are there. Buddhi upashiritaha. All the gurus are, what is it, mentally accepted. Buddhi upashirita. Not the guru is what, sitting outside and teaching. Buddhi upashirita. So my buddhi has become guru to me. Very interesting. Buddhi upashirita, not the deho. Deho upashirita or loko upashirita. Buddhi upashirita. From my buddhi, I convert my buddhi as my guru and I learnt it. Bahavaha, many gurus. Yato buddhi mupadaya. From that, here buddhi means knowledge. From that gurus, I got the knowledge. Here guru is not sitting outside. My own buddhi has become guru. From that buddhi, I got the knowledge. Here knowledge is, again, buddhim means knowledge. Yataha, from that. Buddhi upadaya, I received knowledge. Then mukto. Because of the knowledge, I released from my bondage. Very interesting. Buddhi upadaya, after having received the knowledge, I practiced it. Then muktaha, I became released. Atami. Atami means I roam. Atami hai. So I roam here. Here means in this world, in this manushya loka. Tan shrunu. So I will be explaining to you. Shrunu. Now we'll listen. Are you ready? He says, yes, I am ready. You tell. There are many gurus. The many gurus are not sitting outside from our own mind. I got the gurus. From them, I received the knowledge. Through the knowledge, I practiced it. Then I got released it. Released from my bondage. I'm roaming. Now, says, tell me the number of gurus. No, actually, this topic is the... when you go to original Bhagavata, okay, it goes one by one. But I selected the slokas and kept here. These numbers are arranged not by the Bhagavata. From the Bhagavata selected and I kept here. Once you learn this, then you go to original Bhagavata. Is it okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tansu, all the great teachers, that's
पृथिवीवायुराकाशम् पृथिवीवायुराकाशम्
आपोग्निश्चन्द्रमारविः
आपोग्निश्चन्द्रमारविः
कपोतो जकरसिन्धुः
कपोतो जकरसिन्धुः
पतंगो मदकृद्गजः
पतंगो मदकृद्गजः.
This is one shloka, okay? In one shloka, पृथ्वी, my first guru is पृथ्वी, earth. Interesting. It doesn't mean that the earth has taken one devata form and came to Avadhuta and taught. Not like that. When I watched Prithvi, the earth, I learnt one thing. The first guru, Prithvi, earth. Next guru, so you can put the number there. Next guru, Vayu, air. Next guru, Akasha, the for the sky, space. From the space, I learnt one thing. Apaha. Apaha means the water. Next guru, fire, agni. Next guru, chandrama, from the moon. When I see moon, I learnt one thing. What is there to learn from the moon? It is there. Fire, it is there. One big, big lesson I learnt from the fire. Daily we also see moon, fire, apo. And space also, where we are living. What is there to learn there? He says, Chandrama, Ravi, here Ravi means what that? Sun, Chandrama, moon, Ravi, sun, Kapoto means dove. You got the pigeon, dove or pigeon, both are same one. Yeah, dove. And dove is very popular here. Kapoto. Ajagara Paita. Sindhu, ocean. I saw ocean, then I learned one great lesson. Very, very interesting when you see what are the lessons he learned from ocean. From the dove also he learned. Python. Python is sitting over there in the forest. He saw the python, from there he learned one lesson. Patanga. Here patanga means moth. Patanga. Madhukrut, honeybee. Krit means dust. Madhukrit. One who does madhu, honey. Here means not making the money. One who collects money. No, honey. Honeybee. Madhukrit. And gajaha, elephant. So how many here? Earth, Vayu, the Akasha, Apa, Agni, Chandrama, Ravi, Kapoto, Ajakaro, Sindhu, Patanga, Madhukrit, Gaja. 13 guru in one sloka. Okay? That's 13 people. Now next. Madhuha harino meenaha.
Madhuha harino meenaha.
Pingala kuraror bakaha.
Pingala kuraror bakaha.
Kumari sharakrit sarpaha.
Kumari sharakrit sarpaha.
Urnanavisupeshakrit. Madhuha means honey gatherer, honey collector. Madhuha. Ha means killing. So he drives away all the honeys and he collects the honey. Madhuha. That means hunter, kind of hunter. Madhuha. Harinaha, deer. I saw deer in the forest and then learned. Meenaha, fish. I saw a fish in the water. Then I learned one thing from fish. Pingala. Pingala is a lady. You'll see that story. Who lived in Janaka Maharaj. The place Janakapuri. From that lady also I learned one story. It's very interesting. Pingala. Kurara. Kurara means one kind of the... small bird. What do you call this? Sparrow? We call sparrow a small kurara. Small bird. Arbaka. Arbaka means a child. Even from a child also I learned. Sometimes you say, being a childish man, childish boy, you are telling this. Being a child, shut up and sit down. From the child also I learned. When child says something, then I learn from it. So, you see this, very interesting. When we want to learn, we have to, what is that, see the status. According to my history, if you are also learned on the same level, then you can tell me. I am ready to receive. You don't tell me anything, okay? I know. You shut up. Very interesting. From the child also, I learned. See, this is the resources. Very interesting. Also, when man wants to learn from other person, that person should be little higher than me. Then you can tell, I receive. Equally also, I cannot. Because equal. Nah? And lower than, there is no talk. You have the limitation there. Lower than me, impossible. Even though you say all the things are right, but I will not receive. I appreciate your message. Keep it with you. I don't take. Equal, it's okay. I also know, leave it. Whatever you explain to me, I also know. So I will receive only the person of the level higher than me. You see, from Arbak. Child. Kumari. There is a small girl, the maiden girl was living in a village. When he was passing by that village, he saw that girl. From that girl, he learned. You see, very interesting. What is there to learn from the girl? He learned. We'll see. Sharakrit. You call it goldsmith or and one more smith.
Iron smith.
No, iron smith is called blacksmith. We call blacksmith. Blacksmith and goldsmith. Like that. Arrowsmith. Or blacksmith. Actually, blacksmith, he was doing the arrow for the kings. He used to, what that? You heat that iron piece and sharpen the tip. When he was sharpening, I learned one thing. Very interesting areas. So it creates curiosity. Huh? What may be the message? What will be the message he learned? Sharakra, sarpa. I saw the snake. From the snake I learnt one story. One message. Urnanabi, spider. Supeshagrita, wasp. You call it kulavi? Kulavi in Tamil, it's called kulavi, wasp. Now, madhuha, harinaha, meenaha, pingala, kurara, arbaka, kumari, sharakrita, sarpaha, urnanabi, supeshagrita. Here 11. So last 13, earlier sloka 13, here 11. 13 plus 11, 24. I think I'm right?
Yes.
Very good. So the first sloka 13 gurus, the next sloka 11 gurus now. Yete me guravo rajan.
Yete me guravo rajan.
Chaturvimshati rashrita.
Chaturvimshati rashrita.
Siksha vritti biretesham
anvasikshami hatmanah
yete me guravo rajan. Again, hey rajan, yete, all these things, me gurava, my gurus. Very interesting. Once in Kanchipuram, Maha Swami, he was living in Kanchipuram. Chandrasekharinda Swami. Our Gurudev has got great respect to Chandrasekharinda Swami. And he also loved our Gurudev like anything. Once our Gurudev went through Kanchipuram, he visited and he met Mahaswami. And many people also reported to Mahaswami. This Swami Chinmayananda speaking Bhagavad Gita and Upanishad in the public in English and making joke of it, not serious. Many people reported to Mahaswami. And then Mahaswami is telling them. Saraswati is dancing in his tongue. Nobody can do anything. This is Lord Vish. You go and listen from him. You will get knowledge. This was his comment. Chandrasekharananda Swami's comment. We call him Mahapariya. Once, because the people used to say, Jagadguru. Jagadguru Shankaracharya, like that only they put his name. One man went to him and he asked, excuse me Swami. Yes. All people are calling us Jagadguru, Jagadguru. Are you Jagadguru? One man asked to Mahapariya. He was telling, yes, I am Jagadguru. It looks so egoistic, the statement. He said, yes, I am Jagadguru. All people are calling me as Jagadguru. Yes, I am Jagadguru. What kind of Jagadguru? I am not teaching, sitting here and teaching as I am not Guru for Jagat. Actually, whole Jagat is Guru for me. That's why they are calling Jagadguru. Very interesting statement he made. I'm not teaching to Jagat. I consider whole Jagat as my teacher. That's why they are calling Jagat Guru. Jagat means the whole creation. Very interesting. This is a very relevant place to bring this idea. Jagat Guru. We can call Lord Krishna's Jagat Guru. He teaches the whole world. Lord himself. What is that? He has come from Vaikuntha Loka. Jagat Guru. When saintly people, they live on the earth, they say that. Because of their politeness and their humility, they say that. They will not call themselves or claim themselves, I am Jagadguru. No, they will not say like that. So their interpretation is very interesting. So the God's creation, Jagat is Guru for me, that's why they call me as Jagadguru. He Rajan, He King, Me Guravaha, Yete, all these people are my gurus. Okay? Chatur Vimshati Rasirta, there are few, 24 gurus. 24 gurus. Siksha vritti bihi. Now I learned in their ways and characters. Siksha vritti bihi. According to their characters, their vritti. And etesham. Anva siksham. I learned. Anva siksham. I learned myself. Atmanaha. Atmanaha means here not the paramatma or the atma, that kind of thing. I learned myself. So here very interesting topic. Very interesting the point, if you notice. Even though teacher teaches us, if you do not know how to tune, we will not learn. Many times, repeatedly the teacher teaches, impossible to learn. Why? There is no the tune, man. We are not tuned with that particular subject. But teacher tries very hard to teach something, even any subject you take. Any subject. The students means what? The students are ready to receive everything. So Gurudev says that the divine tune is going always in the universe. Those who know how to tune themselves with the divine tune, they receive. If you know how to tune our mind with the message, then we receive everywhere. Go and Buddha Bhagavan was, or that Buddha was walking, was searching the truth at that time. He was living in the palace with all kinds of comforts. He realized the comforts will not bring the realization. It gives pleasure. Then he went to that opposite. He was not eating, not sleeping, and made very tough kind of vrata. You must have seen Buddha with the skeleton kind of body. You must have seen somewhere. Buddha went that side also. Fasting like not eating anything. Even that side, that side of the life. And he realized, without eating, without sleeping, bringing all kinds of pain, you cannot realize the truth. You go to pleasure kind of life, you cannot. So this end also you cannot, what that, realize. And if you go to this end, you cannot realize. So he was thinking about that. What kind of life I have to take to find out the truth. When he was thinking and going in the street, at that time in one house, the floor, first floor or somewhere, the teacher was telling a person, the teacher was teaching Veena. The teacher was telling, you don't, the string is there, don't make it too tight. So you will load that, it will break. Don't make it too loose, you will not get sound. Don't make it too loose, too tight, just put the tension perfect or the tight. So one teacher was explaining to the Veena student there in the house. Buddha was passing through that side. He tuned his mind. Suddenly he received the message. Yeah, perfect. So I lived with all pleasures. Again I lived with all the vrata, absorbing vrata. This two end is not right. So I have to follow the middle path. Then he started teaching middle path. Follow the middle path, you reach the truth. Follow the middle path, you reach the truth. Middle path means what? Yukta hara viharasa yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta sopanava bodhasa yoga bhavati dukkaha. This is Krishna's information from 6th chapter Bhagavad Gita. He said, don't eat too much, and without eating also you don't live. Just eat whatever you want. Don't sleep too much, and what's that? Without sleeping also you don't live. Just sleep how much you want. Don't do too much of karma. Without karma also you should not live. You live. Yukta ahara vihara yukta sopana avabodasya yogo bhavati dukkha. You live very happy life. With happy life, spiritual sadhaka will move very steadily towards the path, and you will achieve it. Krishna also explained 5000 years back the same. Buddha found with experience. This is called middle path. The point is, Buddha received the message from somewhere else, because his mind is always tuned. When mind is tuned, then any direction from our life, we are ready to receive subject. He got it in the same. He tuned his mind, Avadhuta. He tuned his mind. So when he was roaming, even in the forest, nobody taught him directly, this is the message you have to take. No. So we are all taught like this. This is science, this is mathematics, this is the formula, this is you have to apply. And questions, so many questions and so many message, and we receive with a very hard mind. Now see, there is no teacher. He himself has become the student. When he became the student, automatically the whole the creation has become the teacher. Very interesting. So more than teacher's message, the student's receptivity should create. If student is ready, the teacher will appear. Teacher will appear in the form of some place in the form of human, and some place in the form of sound, message. Message we get through many forms. So here Avadhuta considers the whole creation as guru, and he learned. Now 24 gurus he enumerated. The first guru is called Prithvi. Okay? We read the sloka and we'll learn the message tomorrow. Okay? Prithvi is first guru.
Bhutairakramyamanopi
Dhiro Daiva Vashanugaihi
Tadvidvana Chalet Margat
Anvasiksham Kshiter Vratam.
We'll see what kind of lesson he has learned. Curiosity should be kept. See you tomorrow. But it's a very nice, interesting background he has brought. Actually, this is, even though this Avadhuta Gita we learned from 24 gurus, according to Bhagavad, 24 gurus. when we learnt one thing from this 24 gurus, how Avadhuta learned from the universe, from the world, we learnt it, we got the message. If you receive this message of the subtle idea, then now we tuned ourselves. Now we are ready to receive message from anything. Not only from our own experience. If somebody falls, then I should not go like that. We learned from him. And we learned from this family. And we learned from... Because instead of criticizing the people, we learned from them. How we should be, how we should not be. Two kinds of lessons. Because we learned, we created or we developed this kind of mentality when we learned Avadhuta Gita. That is secret. He learned only 24 gurus. But we may learn thousands of gurus also. Thousands of incidents, situations, people. The whole idea is how we have to develop our mind to learn. We learn from this. Because we get training in this 1 week. So 1 week we read one by one, we get trained. Oh, this is how we have to look into that. We get it. Very interesting topic. You liked it?
Yes.
Tomorrow and so one by one we'll go. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.